Don't forget his name's Fred Gaskin. Afternoon delight, Village Vice. I'm about to see the light. This is half three hearts. The baseball game is about to start. Nope, there's a 6-hour rain delay.
Oh, yeah.
Albernator, birds and gators. Panama Canal has got a savior. Zach hates Matt. Big Ben Brad. I just took you to Pound Town with a slap.
Welcome in. It's time. It's Sunday night. It's Kyle Rush. It's Daryl Daprich. And it's time to Barncast, baby. We got commits galore. We got Eagle science to talk about. We got potential, maybe even decommitments. God almighty, it's hard to keep up. We got so much to talk about. Welcome everybody in. Dap, man, thanks for being here.
Man, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Golish is being people's daddy right now, so that seems fitting with the way he's recruiting. It's all good.
Yeah, man. Golish making people his daddy. So, gosh, Dad, where do we start? Like, what was funny is, so earlier today we talked and we were like, okay, we gotta be sure that we don't, like, spoil anything. We don't let any secrets out. Like, They're sneaking visitors in this weekend, and they really want to make sure that it stays on the down low. And then right before we hit record, like, what, an hour before, everything just goes haywire.
That happens on Sunday nights a lot.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like a science where that happens a lot on Sunday nights, and around this time is when some things pop.
Yeah, so let's try to go in order. Let's start here, okay? Earlier today, I've been talking about Eagle science, okay, and trying to figure out what the Eagles are and using the process of elimination to figure it out. But earlier today, there was two Eagles that got fired off, okay? So you expect there's going to be two commitments. There was a lot of speculation, and typically everybody goes right back to, okay, well, who visited this past weekend? So when you're looking at visits, it was not a big one. You had Leighton Von Brandt. You had Cedric Simmons, the wide receiver from Southside Selma. And then you had Preston Williams that we knew of. But we kind of caught some wind that there was a secret visitor that they tried to sneak in and kind of keep under the radar. And we'll talk about him in just a second. But right off the bat, Preston Williams is the first one that pulls the trigger. And I think a lot of people expected him to pull the trigger. He is a three-star athlete from G.W. Long in Skipperville, Alabama, 6'2", 180. I've been talking about this guy for a long time. And finally, he pulls the trigger. Preston Williams, any thoughts there, Dap, on just Preston in general?
So I've always kind of gone to this adage about looking at offer lists, and I have to be consistent when I make that proclamation that, yeah, if you look at his offer list, it's not impressive, okay? It's not going to wow you. But what I have figured out, or what I have kind of trusted as far as the process, is when Durkin gets involved in recruiting a player or sets his eyes on somebody and says, you know, I want that kid, I like that kid, the offer list in a certain sense kind of pales in comparison as to how he feels like he can use him. And Auburn has had, you know, Zach and I have said this a lot, and I know I've never said this on your show, but if you go back and you look at guys like Henry and Daniel Thomas and Caleb Harris. Now, Caleb Harris obviously coming from top, but still, like, offer lists there weren't all that. They didn't wow you. These are late safety additions, or whether they're an athlete. And then Auburn somehow develops them. And I think this is an example of you're filling your class. And I guess I'm just going to go and trust the evaluators on this and not try to overthink it. And it's win-win. There's tremendous upside. You lose nothing in this scenario. There's nothing,
zero.
And so all you can do is gain. This is a perfect example of buying low and selling high where somebody could really pay off for you.
I want to try to talk about this reasonably without like this coming off as any shade towards Preston Williams, because it's not. But GW Long, not a big school. I think he's like it's like a 2A high school. So there's just that in general is going to keep the eyeballs probably off a little bit or not quite as heavy on him just from the start. Okay. And then you mentioned it right there at the end. Look, that roster from 90 to 105 is really, really important as well. And I'm not necessarily saying that Preston falls in that category, but this is a kid. Did you see his post from his profile on Instagram?
Yes.
He's got pictures of him, you know, as a kid. Not saying every kid that wears Auburn stuff should go to Auburn, but it's a kid that more than likely, let's just call it what it is, probably would have crawled to Auburn through broken glass to kind of get here. In other words, I'm not necessarily trying to catch a bag anywhere. I love Auburn and I play pretty good football, and it's like you said, zero risk. It's zero risk probably financially on Auburn's side. And it's one of those things, if he comes in and he explodes, he's going to be loyal, you know, from the get-go. So you don't necessarily have to worry about him bolting. I don't see anything. I can't really find a negative here.
Well, and you make a really good point about eyeballs and evaluations. This GW Long reminds me a lot of Highland Home.
Yeah.
Highland Home is the same type of school, very difficult to scout, to get eyeballs on. They kind of lay in the weeds, diamond in the rough. And of course, you know, Auburn's had some good players come from there that have done some good things, but it's not a place that's super evaluated. So just that, even if you stand out at a school like that, let's say you watch a game and you look at a particular player and go, I can't keep my eyes off that kid. He is all over the field. He is dominating. They still get mis-evaled or a lower ranking because of where they play.
For sure.
There's no doubt that if Preston Williams played at a higher level classification or a bigger school, there may be a whole different rating system on that. And that may be why Durkin and them just trust the eyeballs. Every once in a while, you throw out scouting systems, recruiting services, analytics, data, and you do have to go by gut and eyeball test if you're a seasoned veteran coach that's coached a lot of kids, and that's Durkin right now. And so I think that's probably why you see an offer like this, who's not going to – a commitment that's not going to wow anybody. But do not take it for granted, or do not just keep it as a throwaway because of where he plays, is what I'm thinking.
I think it's also significant that you take this guy now and not like the week before signing day. You know, that's a lot of – you can say that about Caleb Harris. Remember, Caleb Harris came on like at the very, very end. It was
so did Daniel Thomas from Lee. Yeah,
literally like a – this is a bad term, but like a filler. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like a filler body to just kind of round out the class. Jumping on this kid early like this, like they could have waited. Like why would you if he's just a body, if he's just somebody just to add into the class, like they could have waited and shot their shot at some others and then circled back to him if they needed to. No, they really like him. So you mentioned it. Why at this point in time, it's hard not to trust their evaluations. They seem to be I mean, you look at guys like Will Mintzel, they offered mm-hmm. before anybody. Reed Ramsire, they were his second offer when he was like a freshman in high school. I think I trust their eyes, you know, especially Durkin. Those two were, you know, offensive guys. This is a defensive or potentially a defensive guy. I just kind of trust their eyes here.
I think the other thing with some of this offer list, even if he would have committed to somebody else, there's no fear of, hey, if we circle back 4 or 5 months ago, he'll flip. He would flip. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So you're not, you're still not losing him. It's not like, oh, he's committed to Alabama State or Jack State or South Alabama. So, oh, he's gone. He's off the board. No, you could have let him commit, waited it out, and then let him flip before signing day. But they wanted him in this class, and they wanted him in this class now. And I think that speaks volumes.
No doubt about it. So Preston Williams, he's the, is this 21st or the 20th commit?
I think it's the 20th.
The 20th commit of the class. Good stuff. So that was one of the Eagles. Okay. Now this next one has layers to it that we got a lot of different ways this one can go. But this is one that just popped literally. I'm talking about 3 or 4 minutes before I hit record. And we're expecting it. I don't know if I was necessarily expecting it right now. But Monty Williams, running back from Southwind High School in Memphis, Tennessee. 5'10", 205, a three-star guy. Got some really good offers. He was committed to West Virginia. Got offers from Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, Wisconsin. Florida State, I think, was another one that I saw. And he flips his commitment to the Tigers right before 8 o'clock. So, like, just right before we hit record. This is one, Dap, that you and I were told kind of brought this one in secret this weekend to evaluate, and it could potentially be foreshadowing. I don't think it's potentially foreshadowing of something else. I don't want that to overshadow this commitment, but Monty Williams, for now, Auburn's third running back in the class, probably not going to be the third running back for a super long. But yeah, that one kind of came out of nowhere.
To say this has multiple layers is probably the best explanation of it. This is a two-pronged commitment. Looky there. Our guy's there.
What's up, Zach?
Can I vent just for a second?
Yes.
Yeah. I had everything scheduled for the week. I had it.
You had it.
I was ready to just be in vacation mode. And then we're like, no, let's flip a guy from West Virginia.
Out of the blue, let's not even let you know that he comes in for a visit and he's living.
Which is so baller.
Yeah.
Which is so awesome. Lindsay, so whatever. So I got it scheduled when this is done. Tomorrow, what was going to be tomorrow's show is up. So there we go.
There you go.
I think
I love this kid.
I do too. He's first of all, he's built like a freaking, he's rock solid, 5'10", 205, averaged 10 yards a carry, but also had over 250 yards receiving.
That's the key.
I like that. Multi-purpose, over 1,000 yards as a junior. You just watch what kind of numbers. Now, this two-pronged approach, we all heard last week that Miles went to Missouri on his official visit. Yes. And that the scuttlebutt in the smoke was, you know, he was gonna flip to Missouri, his home state. And so Auburn pivoted. They did what this is where this staff is not caught with their feet flat. They're gonna go ahead and do what they need to do. So they bring this kid in. Yeah. They bring this kid in. They bring this kid in as a counter chess move, who's really, really good. I don't know. We've talked about this. Memphis area is kind of a hotbed in some of these places for football. I don't know the level of competition that both have played. I was very high on Kingston Miles, liked him a lot. But I think this shows the writing's on the wall. They're not going to be caught with their hand in the cookie jar. They bring him in. Now they have their second back if Miles flips.
Zach, talk about just how refreshing it is to be proactive like this and not to get caught with your pants down.
Well, what would the old staff would have just paid Kingston Miles more.
Right? Exactly. Yes. They would have gotten a bidding war.
And you're getting
and another aspect of this, just positional versatility. I was talking to Mountaineer Paul, who hosts Locked On West Virginia. Like, what's the deal? And they're like, we were kind of saying like he could also play slot receiver.
Oh, wow.
And
that was kind of some of the scuttlebutt in Morgantown with what they got, what they thought they were getting with Kamani Williams. So, I don't know. Let's think about, you know, who all's announcing on Tuesday and who Auburn may not get and what the speculation of, you know, does Auburn need a slot guy? Two birds, one stone here, possibly.
There you go. And we'll get to that one as well. I like the idea of two things about this. Number one, having a plan and being proactive versus reactive, but also understanding that if it's if it's tight right now with Kingston Miles, what's going to happen in 1 year if you get him here and the hometown school is still calling and he may not get the chance to play right away? This move just makes so much sense. If you got to cut bait, so be it, and just kind of move on. I'm not going to say at all that I think Kingston Miles is a bum. I think he's phenomenal. I think he'll be great at Missouri, but it's just not one of those things. I think you wanted to let it play out too very far and then get in a bind when you can get a kid, you can pounce on a kid like Monty Williams, who still kind of fits that bigger back role. I mean, that bigger back mold that you seem to love, that, you know, again, that 200 plus pound running back that can do a lot of things. Just really, really hard to find anything to kind of turn my nose up at here.
Versatility, what Zach is saying, is probably the biggest plus, what moves the needle for me the most. If this kid is versatile enough that a guy named Mountaineer Paul, is that his name?
Yes.
And I trust a guy with that name covering West Virginia. That's no fluke. That's a dude that knows West Virginia. I mean, that's just screams.
Oh, it's his life. He's as plugged in as anybody.
Yes, exactly. So that they're talking about, they thought they could get him in the slot. I mean, or use him in the slot. Wow. That versatility, there's running backs like that I can remember over the years moving out and lining up in the slot. And I'm like, is this a receiver? Is this a running back? It's such a luxury and great thing to have on your roster. I mean, that really gets me – well, I'll say it. That gets me booking.
Let's go, baby.
Do y'all know – I haven't had time to look at this yet. Do y'all know the timeline as far as how Larry Porter plays into this? I assume he was – recruiting him at West Virginia to some extent?
Maybe, but I thought I saw where he was only committed to West Virginia for like 2 or 3 weeks. I don't think it was very long.
Yeah, he didn't probably like.
You're right. I doubt that.
As a junior, like as a, you know.
If Larry Porter spent any time at West Virginia, you're going to have to be recruiting more than just.
At some point. Like the.
Exactly.
They knew who each other were at that point.
Exactly. So I'm sure that obviously. I'm sure that played a role in as well. So Auburn sits at 22 commits now, Dap. So we're at 22 overall.
Okay.
I don't think these commits are going to necessarily bolster your rating very much, possibly on 247 some, because Preston Williams is a platinum five-star. He's not ranked yet. I imagine he's going to get some rankings.
He's a
here.
Three-star, isn't he?
On 247? On three, he has no rankings, but I haven't looked at his 247 profile yet.
I saw a 247 that had him as a composite 3-star.
Okay, good deal. Yeah. I mean that's probably.
Yeah, he's ranked. He's like the 62nd player in the state or something.
Gotcha. So 22 commits, and there's more on the way.
Like why?
Go ahead.
Why would you want a running back who runs for miles? Like, it's tracked in yards.
I knew that.
Exactly.
You know?
Why would that even be on the table now that I think about it?
Miles is not a stat that we keep up with in football.
I thought you were going to say a state.
Miles is also not a state.
It's not. Golish is short for go gosh darn unstoppable. Lish. Got it. That's a good one.
I think you could have read that better. I'm not going
to. Yeah, my delivery was terrible.
That's
there.
Fine. That's
I
okay.
got to work on the delivery there. Zach, what beach are you going to today? Did you have a good Father's Day?
Yeah.
All that good stuff?
Yeah.
I love it. We got
the Rev.
Super chat from the Rev. The new. AG hasn't coached a game, but recruits are already seeing AU is about to matter again. This isn't a recruiting hot streak. It's the first visible sign that AU is waking up. They're selling what they're about to become. Boy.
So I don't want to get too far out over my skis, but for 3 or 4 years, we talked about when was this window going to close? How is Auburn still getting good recruiting classes when they're not going to bowl games and they're not having winning seasons? And we felt at some point, the window was going to close on that you had to have proof of concept on the field to keep getting good recruiting classes. So Golish comes over, recruiting starts off really, really slow, and we're like, well, there it is, right? You've got to show, and then boom. I want you guys to imagine a world that Auburn wins 10 games with this staff and what recruiting would look like.
Girl, stop it.
Stop it.
I don't know if I can do that on a Sunday night.
I'm not emotionally
the Lord's Day.
To do that right now.
I mean,
Lord's Day.
So yeah, I mean, he's probably in it with
that
a top
would be
10
incredible.
Class. Top 10 class, and he hasn't taken the field yet.
It is a conversation, though. Like, how the heck is Auburn doing this? Like, how the heck are you able to do
anybody
this?
Anybody wants been? To say it's the money, it's the throwing bags, it's the NIL. Okay, well, then explain why the other schools have the same advantage and the same weapons at their arsenal, and they're still in the top 10. It's not like Auburn's the only school that can do that.
There is something about this staff meeting with people, and then it just gets done.
That's the part I think I like the most out of any of it.
And meeting with the right people. I'm not going to expose or betray any confidence, but I was talking to somebody that used to play football at Auburn today at church, and he said you would be shocked
flex
at how many people the – well, it's not a Heisman winner. I mean, it's –
Did it you sit next to like –
It could be a walk
on. To a church today. Cam?
I'm not saying no. It could be a walk, but this staff was not meeting with the right people at times, people that could really, really help you. And he said that this staff has already met with key boosters, contributors, movers, shakers. And again, all you have to do is look at a picture that was taken about 2 months ago where Golish got on a plane and went to Capistrano, California, and met with Tim Cook.
Do y'all think Timmy Cook's dropping bags right now?
I know that no other Auburn coach has gone out there. He may have met with Cook. They may have met with Cook when he came to Auburn. I'm just saying there's a lot in the effort and the willingness to get face-to-face with the right people, and that matters. That matters.
Zach, you were shaking your head, but you cannot deny that after that picture is taken – recruiting went through the ceiling. You cannot deny that.
So, like, let's play this out. Let's just play it out.
I don't have to play devil's advocate. I'm just saying that sometimes people want
to
feel
you don't have to do anything, but I'm asking that we play it out. Like, so Golish sits down with Cook.
Yes.
And is like, yo, I'm that guy. I'm a bad, bad man.
Yes.
I would like millions of dollars.
Yes.
And Tim Cook's like, yeah. I just have a hard time buying that happened, but it's a really cool thing if it did.
I mean, I think it honestly, I don't know how much different it played out than what you just described. It may have been almost.
What's the other option, right? Like, he didn't just go there to say, hey.
Yeah. I mean, nobody goes to Capistrano
for a while
or wherever it is.
I'm super busy. I've got like a million things going on. I'm super busy. I just wanted to come say, hey. Really like
in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've not even recruited anybody from California.
I thought I'd just come say hey to you. Yeah.
It's a spot of the country that you have to be pretty purposeful to go visit. I'm not saying that you can't vacation in the Bay Area. It's in the Bay Area. It's in the wine country. It's
in California, right?
San Francisco-ish.
Yeah. Right? It's Silicon Valley-ish, right? Okay. I mean, it could be in the wine country. I mean, it's beautiful.
Maybe just going to get a nice bottle of Cab Sav, baby.
Yeah, could be. But I'm just saying that the privacy aspect, too, of pictures like that making their way on social media is few and far between as well. Give me the last time that something like that has been visible. I don't know.
Is that the place that from Dumb and Dumber where it says the women flock like the salmon of Capistrano? Is that what it is?
That Capistrano, I think, is that might be in Europe. There might be a couple of
okay.
Them,
maybe there's multiple.
Yeah. Well, wherever you get your iPhone, wherever the iPhone, and I may be completely butchering. It may not be Capistrano, maybe Capino or something, but there's something on your box of your iPhone, and that's where it's at.
I think it's
– There it is.
I think it's Cupertino.
Cupertino, yeah.
Cappuccino, California.
Cappuccino.
I think it's a cappuccino, yeah.
That sounds right. All right, so the Kingston Miles thing. I know we talked about that. I don't know of a timeline. I haven't really heard of a timeline. I don't see a scenario where we carry three backs, like we take three backs in this class and it, I see people asking, it does feel like that's the one that's going to be leaving the class soon. So, yeah, that'll stink. But at the same time, the staff seems like they were ready and they pivoted and moved on. So
I love it.
Does anything happen between now and Tuesday? Now, like, can we? Is someone else going to pop before now and Tuesday, or are we just kind of buckled in until 10:30 a.m.?
Who would it be?
I have no idea.
Let's play this out. Who are the options? Who's so Deshaun Hall's Tuesday, right?
That's out 10:30 in the morning. Is
what time?
10:30 a.m. I think on Rivals live or something like that is what he's
10:30 in the morning. That's awesome. Tay Walden is July 1st.
Tay is, I don't know. Again, that's his announcement date is July 1st. So it's probably not. We're probably safe that he's not going to pop between now and Deshaun Hall. Carlos May is August 11th. He moved it up. He pushed it up to July, but still that's not between now and Tuesday.
So I was looking around for MJ Evans if he'd like put out anything then, and I don't think he has.
I don't think so either.
So if one had to pop tomorrow, I feel like it would be him.
Okay. I don't know that that's on the schedule. Like, I'm not saying like
I don't think his is on the schedule is what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying if somebody were to pop out of the blue, it would be somebody who's not on the schedule yet.
We'd need another Eagle, though, right?
True.
We would need another Eagle.
But he would be wrapping up his last official visit, like, at some point today, right?
Right. Because the dead period starts, I guess, at midnight tonight.
Probably midnight Eastern, maybe. I don't know.
Which is, boy.
Man, what if we get a 10:59 or 11:59 Eagle?
That'd be electric. Ooh. That'd be electric.
That would be electric.
Yeah, I don't know. If someone pops between now and Tuesday, I don't know who it would be. There's another athlete they're floating around that they're talking to. I don't want to get into it right now, but I don't know if that's a take or if that would happen now anyway, or if it's like you got to wait and see with someone else.
What position?
Just another athlete. Like, he could play multiple positions, I think, similar to – I think that Preston Williams –
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, that could happen. That could happen tomorrow.
Yeah. But otherwise, we're going to be buckled in for the big guy.
Is that a business, or is that just – something that happened?
What's that?
Who you're talking about?
No, I think he visited this weekend.
Okay.
But we're looking forward to Deshaun Hall. I almost said Spencer. I like Deshaun Spencer too, but Deshaun Hall on Tuesday. It's been a pretty action-packed, crazy month and a half. It's wild. Crazy.
We are so back.
So back. I'm trying to think of like some of the more high-end guys that are left on the board. It's really got to just be Hall, Tay Walden, and Carlos May, right? Am I missing anybody else? I guess MJ Evans. But he's not a...
I mean, do you think we're in it for Joshua Dobson?
No.
I don't
either.
A favorite?
No.
What about Simmons?
We can talk about Cedric Simmons.
Yeah,
he commits on Tuesday. He's a, you know, like Zach, you've been talking about. I think he's more of that slot guy.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Alabama is in shambles right now as far as recruiting goes, and they have to have a win. And he grew up an Alabama fan. So it feels like if it's between Auburn and Alabama, they're going to do whatever it takes to win that one just so they can have a win. Even as sad as it would be that would be the win. Whereas Auburn, I think, would love to have him, but it ain't going to do this. They're not going to get in a boxing match with Alabama over him. So if I had to pick right now, I would say he'd pick Alabama on Tuesday. Is that, do y'all push back any there?
No, I think so. I kind of feel like he's going to get crystal ball to them in any moment, and that's where he's leaning.
Same. Yep. No notes.
So, 2-3.
I said going into the weekend, like, if Auburn wanted him, they could get him.
Yeah.
And the fact that he hasn't popped yet tells me that they probably didn't push for him.
Is three-star you back? with two three-stars commits.
Three-star, you never left, baby.
Never left, baby. We're so back. For now, and then it could possibly end on Tuesday.
It could possibly jump right back up. Yep.
Yeah. Dadgummit. I wanted to get T-shirts made. Three-star U. Those may have to go to Alabama, though, unfortunately. Someone says it's too many commits. Is this too many? Is it too many commits? What does that mean?
That's a Penn State guy.
I don't understand the question.
He's concerned about Deshaun Hall on Tuesday, I would guess.
There's no way we are in multiple battles. I don't know what that means. I'm not going to read those anymore. Do y'all have anything else to add? Pretty electric show for a Sunday night.
Oh, wow. No, I don't. I think that Tuesday is going to be interesting. It could be electric and get you right back, you know. And then I can't wait to look at the class calculator after that, right? See how that affects.
Yep, Deshaun Hall. That'll be a fun one. So hopefully they close things out and get that one done on Tuesday.
Wait, people are saying that it sounds like the conversation is happening with Miles. Is that out?
What conversation? He committed,
that
dog.
What?
Oh, that he flipped already?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it should be any minute now.
Yeah, I don't think they would. There was like something official.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not seeing it yet.
If it happens and Auburn got wind that it was going to happen, how clutch is it that Auburn got Williams in ahead of that announcement?
I mean, it's such a.
I love it. I mean, it
changes how the whole thing looks.
Yes, it does. That's such silent as fast and kind of stuff. Yeah.
Once again, like Hugh Freeze would have just paid Kingston Miles another, you know, lump sum of money to stay committed.
I agree. Just ahead of the game. Guys, we're going to get out of here. Zach, have a great vacation.
Yes.
When will I talk to you next?
Whenever you want. I'll answer you.
Okay. I thought you were going to like some private.
I thought it was like a private island type thing.
Island
like
type service thing with no really, phones allowed.
Really sketchy. And
my wife said she wanted to go to an island. I'm like, we've got an island in our kitchen. If you want to go there?
Ooh, wow. And it was probably Mayfair. Wayfair, right?
Came with a house. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Guys, we appreciate y'all jumping in with us on a Sunday night. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You got two commits on Father's Day, so hopefully you got a lot of love and you get two commits. And
Alex Gulch is about to be a lot of people's daddy.
Hopefully. There you go. There you go.
That may be my show title for tomorrow.
You can, yeah. Good.
Can I have that?
Yeah. You and Zach and I both mentioned it. That solidifies it. That's a sign. It's a sign from God.
Consider it stolt. I'm gonna stolt it. We're out of here, Zach. Dap. I'm Kyle. Peace.